Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Access Radio Live, hosted with Blog Talk Radio. Today, this afternoon, I have on my show two senior lacrosse athletes from R.J. Reynolds High School. We got Nick Cha-Cha, who is a midfielder for the Demons lacrosse team, and Austin Sykes. He's a defender for the R.J. Reynolds Demons lacrosse team. How you guys doing today?
Good.
All right. Well, basically, and this is going to be for Nick first, we just tell the viewer, or the listeners, rather, how you got started into lacrosse.
Well, in about fourth grade, my friend had told me he signed up and was going to play, and we were pretty good friends, so I knew nothing about it. It seemed interesting, you know, stick, you can hit people and everything. So I actually went home and told my parents, and both of them played lacrosse in high school up in Pennsylvania, and they were kind of shocked lacrosse, and at the same time they were excited, so they signed me up and been playing ever since.
I got you. Austin, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started in lacrosse.
Well, I really played baseball until fifth grade. You know, kind of got bored with that. Pretty slow game. And I had a friend, you know, he came up to me one day and said, hey, you know, I'm going to try out and play lacrosse this year. You know, you like to hit people. I had also played Pop Warner football and liked the physical aspect of the game. So I signed up and then played that next year, and I've been playing ever since.
I got you. Questioning it. Exactly what do you enjoy about playing lacrosse?
Probably the physicality of it, you know. It's not every sport you get to go out there and just hit people and hit them with your stick and body them up and stuff like that. So that's kind of what separates, like, all the other sports is the physicality. And so that's probably what I enjoy most about it.
I got you. Austin, what about you?
To me, I like the speed of the game. You know, it's a very quick game, and let's say you go down two or three goals, even four goals, you know, you can come back like that, and you can be tied up or take the lead. It's just very quick and fast-paced and full action.
You know, last night I watched you guys play West Forsyth High School. It was pretty much a dominating game on y'all's part. And one of those tight games that you know is going to be a good game that will possibly go down to the wire. What makes you nervous before one of those games? We'll go with Sykes first.
In a tight game, just that anything can happen with very little time coming off the clock. You know, say you're up one and there's 20 seconds left in the game, that's plenty of time for the other team to go down and score. That's what makes me nervous the most, I guess.
I got you. What about you, Nick?
I think what makes me nervous the most is the mistakes, because, I mean, lacrosse is a game of finesse, and, like, one little mistake can change the momentum of the game. Like, one goal can change the momentum, and then the next thing you know, the other team puts up two goals and they're leading you. So, I mean, that's probably, like, not making a mistake and just making sure, like, you're on your A game at every moment is probably, like, the biggest part.
Question. Austin, your coach is Jim O'Neill. Tell us a little bit about him and how he influenced you in this sport.
I don't know. Coach O'Neill is one of the best coaches around. You know, he demands that everyone try their hardest, he demands a higher level of play. And no matter what skill level you are on a team, you know, he always wants your best effort. And when everyone can come together and play their best game, it just really elevates the team as a unit. And it's always fun when everyone starts clicking and, you know, we can put some goals in.
Nick, how's Coach O'Neill influenced you?
Kind of like what Austin said, he holds us to a high standard. with Reynolds Lacrosse being the best in the county, he holds us to that standard, knowing that we need to be the best at all times, and there's at no point we should play down to others' games, and we should always be at the top.
I got you. And playing lacrosse, you know, from what I could see, there is a lot of, you know, dexterity involved in that sport, you know, from the stick handling to, you know, being able to run and cradle the ball and, you know, dodge defenders. What do you find the most challenging about playing lacrosse? We'll go with Sykes.
To me, I think playing defense, you know, you're always a step behind. You know, you're always following the attackman of the midfielder, and so you have to be able to change directions quickly and, you know, stay on top of your feet so you don't get beat. I think that's probably one of the hardest things, is to almost predict where the other guy's going to go and almost beat him there.
That's cool. What about you, Nick? What do you find the most challenging about playing lacrosse?
I think just the speed of the game, you know. It's going so fast, and they can call a whistle, and it can be moving the opposite direction in a matter of seconds. You know, you just have to be prepared for, like, whatever's going to happen and whatever's going to come for you. So I think that's probably one of the most difficult parts about it.
We'll go with Nick on this one first. Hey, guys, man, you know what? Had technical difficulties there. I got to apologize to the listeners. This happens. We're talking about technology here. Back on the question, I think I was going to ask you, we're going to start with a new one. Sorry, guys. In lacrosse, we'll start with Nick. What is your favorite position to play, and what is your least favorite position to play?
Well, I've always played midfield, so that's always probably been my favorite. You know, you get a little bit of action on the defense and a little bit of action on the offense. And so I don't really have a least favorite, just because as a middy, I'm forced to play both positions. And I mean, offense, you're moving the ball fast and you're scoring, all that, it's awesome. And then defense, you just like have the opportunity to shut down the other team and play physical. So I don't really have a least favorite position.
Okay. What about you, Sykes?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Nick. I've always played defender my entire career, you could say. So just being brought up as a player playing defense, that's my favorite position. Least favorite position would probably be goalie. I played goalie for a season, and it's the most challenging. And you know, all goalies are part crazy, because some of the shots that these guys can take are ridiculous. That's got to be probably the most difficult position to play.
I got you. Austin, we'll start back with you on this one. Being a high school student, you know, with all the – being a student athlete with the homework and athletics and, you know, everything else, the question is, how do you balance your schoolwork, social life, and lacrosse?
It can get challenging sometimes. It leads to a lot of late nights and early mornings, but it hasn't really been too bad. Socially, you know, I get hanging out with all the guys on the team just during practice and during the games. You know, that's always fun. I don't feel like I have to go hang out with other people. So that kind of takes that out of my, like, schedule. But it's definitely difficult, but it's doable. It's worth it.
I understand that. Nick, what about you? How do you balance your schoolwork and social life and lacrosse?
It's definitely a challenge, you know, with the little time there is. But I'm actually lucky enough to have a travel period where I can sit down and do studying and homework then. Therefore, I don't have to do it all at night. And then when it comes to the social aspect, I mean, you kind of have to make sacrifices. So, like, you're not going to be able to go out every night and, like, hang out with your friends and stuff like that. I mean, and being part of a lacrosse team, I mean, they're like my brothers, so that's enough social for me, just hanging out with them on the field and stuff.
I got you, Nick. We'll start back with you. How do you prepare for an upcoming, athletic contest, whether it be lacrosse or any other sport you play? Do you listen to music to get you in the zone? Do you have some sort of pregame ritual? How do you prepare for an upcoming game?
Probably music. I mean, I like to stay really calm before mine. I know a lot of guys like to get all hype and all stuff like that. And, I mean, I like to right before the start, like hours and stuff before, I kind of like to calm down and like relax a little bit and stuff like that.
I understand. What about you, Sykes?
I try to, clear my mind of everything else. Typically an hour or 2 hours before the game, I just kind of go off to myself and try not to talk to too many people, and just kind of visualize myself and my teammates and what would be going on. And a little pregame tradition or superstition, you could say, that I always have is we always go to Jimmy John's before the game and get a sandwich. So that's always a little good luck charm.
I understand. We'll go with Nick. What is one or two things do you do currently in your training that are keys to your success on the lacrosse field?
Definitely wall ball. Make sure you have both hands dominant. You always have to prepare and make sure your stick skills are good to that. And then probably just footwork. I mean, as a midfielder, you have to be able to have quick feet and be able to dodge and change direction. So those are probably two big things that are key to the way I play.
I understand that. Austin, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with Nick. Definitely working on your stick is one of the most important things any player could do. Just to make sure you can throw with both hands and catch with both hands. That's important to the game. And the second, I would say, conditioning. As Nick keeps saying, it's fast game. With that, it's a lot of running. And so if you're not conditioned enough, it's easier for the other team just to pick up the ball and play, and it's a part as well. So you have to be in good shape to be able to run up and down the field.
I understand. We'll go with Austin on this one. Both of you guys are seniors. Are any of you going to play lacrosse at the next level? If so, what school and why?
I am not. I may play club. I'm going to UNC. I may play club, but I am not going to play D1.
I understand. What about you, Nick?
I'm not. I'm actually running cross country and track and field Carolina next year, so I will be doing that. And if I have time in my schedule, I'd like to play club lacrosse as well, but we'll just have to see how everything works out.
I understand. Nick, back to you. What are some things that you think that you can improve to make you a better lacrosse player?
Definitely working on my offhand. Lacrosse is a game where you have to be able to use both hands, and if I improve my left hand, it just people with that can go both hands just are way above others where they can go both ways other than those who are just like one hand where they can only go one way.
Being a defender, I think having quick feet and being able to change direction would elevate your playing. Because staying in front of the guy you're defending is probably the biggest main key of playing defense, is to stay in front and let him get by you. So having quick feet would definitely help that.
I gotcha. Austin, what has been the best advice that you've ever been given? It could come from a parent, a coach, anyone. What's the best advice you've ever been given that has helped you and lacrosse?
To me, the best advice I ever got, just work hard. As long as you're working hard, the results will come. And they may not come as quick as you want, but if you stick with it and work to achieve your goals and you work as hard as you can, eventually you'll get those results.
Nick, what about you?
The best advice would probably be, I was told, if you make a mistake, you learn from it and then forget about it. So basically, you learn from that mistake, therefore you won't make that mistake again, and then you just need to forget about it, because if you just have that in the back of your mind, that's all you're going to constantly think about, and it's going to keep you down. So that's probably the best advice I've been given.
I have ever experienced a breakthrough, and if so, what led to it? Like maybe a game that kind of changed the way you played.
I think, you know, playing on JV freshman year and then being moved up to varsity was, I don't know if I call it a breakthrough, but the pace of the game is so much faster. And, you know, to play at that faster paced game requires so much more energy and skill. And I think that kind of changed how I played, because, you know, you have to take it to that next notch, that next level, and if you don't, you won't make it, so.
I got you. Nick, what about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Austin. You know, being on JV that first year, it really helped me develop as a player and, like, get into the groove of high school lacrosse. But then moving up to the varsity level, things pick up even more. And like Austin said, you just have to step your game up that next level and be ready to play, because it's faster and everyone's stronger and bigger and more physical. So I think that's probably one of the biggest breakthroughs in my career.
I understand that. This is the point of the interview where, and I'll start out with Austin Sykes for this. Tell us, like, a little bit about the person that you are away from lacrosse. Like, what are some things that you like to do?
Outside of lacrosse, I'm pretty social. I like to spend a lot of time with my friends. And I also like the outdoors. I love to fish. I love to shoot. I'm pretty laid back. Just try to go with the flow, I would say. Nothing too extreme.
I understand. Nick, what about you?
Besides the cross, I'm a big runner. I run cross country and track and field. And so I'm a big runner, and then I think I'm pretty sociable. I like to hang out with friends, and, you know, and then I also like the outdoors, you know, fishing, hiking, all that stuff, so.
I understand that. You know, and this is one of my interview questions that I ask literally everybody is random. They're always sometimes random questions, and one of my random questions that I always ask, and I'll start with Austin for this one. If you could have dinner with two people, living or dead, who would it be and why?
It's a hard question. If I could have dinner with two people, I think the first one would be George Washington, because, you know, him being the first president, I just would want to know how he did it, you know, with no precedent set. You know, he was all on his own, kind of pioneer in his own way. Second person, I don't know.
I understand. What about you, Nick?
The first person would probably be Brian Dawkins, a former safety for the Philadelphia Eagles, just because everything he does, he does it 100%, and he's such a motivational guy. I just love everything about his game and his physicality. And then the second person would probably be Steve Prefontaine, a professional runner. And just because he's developed the running so much, and he's just someone, like, I have so much respect for, and someone, like, that's a good role model.
Then that. Also, such question to you would be, what information that you share on this radio show that you could give to the youth lacrosse players coming up? I think, you know, they have organizations like Tyler or something like that. What information can you give them to prepare them for lacrosse in high school?
Something I wish I would have done, I would have been, I if I could give some advice, I would say to play as much as you can and to not be afraid to play with people that you think are better than you. That only will make you better. You know, it can be really intimidating at first, but, you know, playing on summer teams that go to these bigger tournaments where the competition is a little bit better will only, you may lose the games, but, you know, you keep playing and playing and playing, and having that experience, that exposure to that level will only bring you up and will only make you that much better.
I understand. What about you, Nick?
I definitely agree with Austin. Try and get in on, like, the best teams in the summer where you can compete against the best guys up at these bigger tournaments. And then also, always keep a stick in your hand. Like, I know lacrosse is a spring sport, but, like, throughout the summer and fall and winter, always keep a stick in your hand and just wall ball every day, both hands. Just develop your game more and more every day. It's key, definitely key.
I understand you right there. Nick, you mentioned that you're going to be a run across country for ECU. For those out there who want to follow you in your college career and progress, what social networks are you on that you could give them the handle to follow you?
I'm on Twitter at NickChaCha21, and then I'm on Facebook at NickChaCha, and that's about it.
All right. What about you, Austin?
I'm also on Twitter. My handle is Austin_Sykes. I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram with my handle being AmSykes10, I believe.
Question. We'll start with Austin. What can you give, rising high schoolers? What kind of information can you give them on how to balance all of this stuff, just being a student athlete in general? What information can you give, rising high school athletes, student athletes?
Being a student athlete, you have to be organized, and not necessarily, like, on a physical level, but mentally, you've got to know where you have to be and when, when are your practices, got to be on time, when do you have to be home, you have to set aside a period of time to do homework, because it's definitely key to keep your studies up. But I think just being organized overall really helps being a student athlete.
I got you. What about you, Nick? What advice can you give rising high school student athletes?
Definitely being organized so you know what's going on when. And then just staying on top of your academics and making sure you are making the grades you need, because if you aren't making the grades, then you won't be eligible to play the sports you want.
I understand that. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for coming on to the show, and good luck the rest of the lacrosse season and all your other future endeavors. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that was Nick Chacha and Austin Sykes, lacrosse players at R.J. Reynolds High School. Also, thanks for listening to my show. I want to apologize again about the technical difficulties. And tune in next time. I'm going to try to schedule a show at some time soon. I usually, just to explain to you all exactly what I do, I interview athletes on the high school level and college level. I'm trying to focus a little bit on trying to get high school athletes on, because sometimes they want a outlet to be able to get information out about themselves that, some people may not know. Other college coaches, I've had college coaches listen to these interviews. So it's just a great way versus giving an interview to the paper where you only go by what you're reading. But here, when you can listen to these athletes talk, you can kind of hear the emotion and really get a little bit better understanding about what they're going through. So once again, I appreciate you all listening. to the show, and I'll have another one coming up pretty soon.